We are isolating, not isolated, talking about mental health in lockdown, specifically solo lockdown at the moment, people living alone and how they're feeling and how they're getting through it. We've got our resident psychologist, Chris Mackey, joining us via Google Hangout to answer some questions. And we've had some through the socials log.
Yeah, we have. And thanks to everyone that have asked questions, because we know, like, you can call as well, 52232955. But if you're feeling a bit, you know, that's a bit confronting or whatever, just send us a message on Insta or Facebook like these people have done.
Yeah.
This is from Andy in Bannockburn. He said, I'm usually a pretty fit person, but have really lost the motivation lately. Being alone has got me down and I just don't feel like getting out for a walk anymore. How do I get back into it?
Okay, that's a terrific question, Andy, because actually physical exercise is not just probably the best single physical health intervention, it's probably the best mental health intervention. And if people engage in moderate physical exercise, and you're looking at something like 150 minutes of moderate exercise a week, even better to include about a few hours of vigorous exercise a week, then that can have similar effect to antidepressants.
Mm.
Now, on this subject, the main thing is to make a start somewhere. So the kind of exercise that is most accessible, that you feel most ready to do, with many people that would be even getting out and walking around the block.
Mm.
Like walking from your home is a great start. It helps people feel less isolated for a start because you see other people a little bit out and about, or at least you get in the fresh air and get a change of scenery from inside the four walls. But look, it's interesting you mention that because I was going to mention later, I have a podcast that my son Rowan and I have done in our practice. And one of the episodes is on how people might motivate themselves to do exercise. And the podcast is called Lockdown, Character Strengths and Silver Linings. And this podcast is about using positive psychology strategies to help deal with the challenges of being in seclusion. And the idea of character strengths is there's a way that this podcast describes that helps you find out the best in your personality, the best in you. It might be creativity or persistence or kindness or curiosity.
Mm-hmm.
And it might be strange to think of how you can use these characteristics to motivate you to do things like exercise, but we describe how that can work. And I'd suggest too, Andy, if there's a way of looking to connect up with someone else, a friend or whatever, that it could be a social contact as well as physical exercise and getting outside and the change of scenery, you're including three mood boosters in one.
Yeah, great. We've got time for one more question. Josh in Queenscliff has sent us a message and says, I'm one of the lucky ones that still gets to go out to work every day, but I'm struggling with nights at home, sick of sitting in front of the telly every night. What can I do?
Okay, well, I think one of the first things, Josh, is for everyone to cut themselves a bit of slack if we have got like a little bit stuck in early routines. We're all going through an early-ish adjustment to this. Now, your frustration with maybe being a bit bored or thinking the evenings are tedious, well, this boredom or frustration can be actually a healthy motivator to think, wait a minute, what might I actively do to mix things up a bit? And I'd suggest starting somewhere, starting anywhere to mix it up a bit, but not just doing the same old things, whether it be ringing a friend or picking up a book or researching something on Google or whatever, that the chances are that boredom or frustration will be a motivator for you to help take the next step, any step at all, and then build on that.
Mm. Variety's the spice of life, as they
say. It is. It really is. And can I suggest puzzles? Because, you know, Tom knows I'm into them, but Chris, I love a puzzle, so I find that they help.
Fantastic.
Probably because she is a puzzle.
Yeah.
And we can spend more time for these slow pleasures, can't we? So taking some time, yeah, we've got more time and using that in different ways. And if you find something that works, build it into your routine.
Great advice. We are unfortunately out of time this morning. Chris Mackey, our resident psychologist, thank you for joining us for the first edition of Isolating, Not Isolated. That podcast, again, that you've done is called Lockdown, Character Strengths and Silver Linings, available where all good podcasts are found. Thank you for your time.